What's happening in Wichita this weekend? Well, let's check in with Jamel Haliperic and visit Wichita.com.
Hey, Steve and Ted. Hope you're having a great morning. It's Woohoo Friday. We made it to Friday. You gotta love that. And a lot going on. We have boxing tonight at Coke Arena. Deontay, the Bronze Bomber Wilder, will face off against Tyrell Herndon. And then we have Nico Hernandez, of course, a local favorite. He'll be out there. So get out there to Coke Arena and watch some fighting. Then we have the Wichita Taco Fest. This is from 3 to 9 tomorrow, Saturday. It'll be at the Fountains at Water Walk in downtown. And all your favorite popular Mexican food restaurants will have a bunch of samples. Go hungry. Plus, food trucks will be there. They'll have competitions, the best taco, the best salsa. So, I mean, you got to be hungry, but get out there and enjoy that. That's from 3 to 9, the Wichita Taco Fest. And then we have the Wichita Pride Festival. It starts tonight, kicks off with a parade and the Pride pageant, and then there'll be all kinds of events around Century 2 going on for the Wichita Pride Festival throughout the weekend, so go check that out in downtown Wichita. So we have a lot going on this weekend, which is always fun. We have such a great city. I hope you two have a fabulous day. Just go to visitwichita.com for more information.
Thanks, Jamel, and visitwichita.com. Steve and Ted in the morning here at KNSS, 8:14 on this Friday morning. 4th of July is next week. We got a weekend coming up. It's a great day to be here in Wichita. Again, right now, 74 degrees. Some showers out to the east and to the south and east and north of us up along the turnpike this morning. All right, Ted, today is, this is Stephen Ted's show number 6,959.
6,959.
That's a lot of shows.
It is.
It is. Going back to 1998 when I crossed the threshold. And, Cave, you were already here. You were working here. You'd been here for a couple of years at KNSS when I came in, right?
Yeah, started in 95.
So you were an old hand by then.
I don't know about that, but.
Well, you're an old hand now.
I was certainly glad when you came aboard.
Your hands are getting older.
Yeah, my hand is old now.
Well, KNSS was doing, I thought, was doing a great job. At the one states, they had, of course, you had Rush Limbaugh. It built the whole radio station around Rush and the news. And I thought KNSS was a very good operation. Of course, you know, I had been working somewhere else, and for a while I was coming in part time and doing morning news with you. And this is before I ever started here full time, so I got to know you and Mike Kennedy and the guys. And when it was I got offered a job. Tim Link said, "Why don't you come to work for us full time?" I was in between jobs. Said, "Hey,
sign me up.
Time's a wasting." Mm-hmm. He says, "How much you want to get paid?" I said, "Pay? Who needs pay? Just let me get on the radio and turn on the microphone here." All right. Well, coming up, here's something that kind of escaped my attention. I haven't thought about it much. Let me look at my little Tom Leffler pocket calendar.
All right.
Because coming up here in July, the 15th lands on a Tuesday this year. That will be my marking 55 years in radio.
Oh my gosh!
On the 15th.
Wow!
So that's
another milestone coming up. Ahead in a couple of weeks.
My 55th wedding anniversary was on the 18th of June, so that was a pretty eventful. Month there for me in my life.
After
I got married.
You got married.
I went to work in radio.
How about that?
Wow!
I'd say both of those worked out for you.
Well, this job, I tell you, this has really worked out well. You're working with you and Jed and the folks here at KNSS, it's worked out. I got to tell you, I've had a great time for the past, my gosh, Ted, 25 to almost 27 years. Holy smokes. That's a long time.
Big chunk of your career.
Yeah. We've done some great things, accomplished great things, and every morning, you know, get up here and go and be on the radio and hopefully give folks a lot of entertainment and a lot of, a lot of educational stuff. And it's a fun way to do radio.
It's a jam-packed 3 hours.
Yes.
A lot of information in those 3 hours.
A lot of information going on in 3 hours. All right, let's. It's an update now. Time for an update on sports with Ted Woodward. Ted, go ahead.
Yeah, and you heard Jamel talking about that big boxing event tonight here in town. Big event at Coke Arena on the campus of Wichita State University. They're calling it Legacy Reloaded for the main event, which will start sometime around 10 o'clock tonight. For the main event, you've got former heavyweight champion Deontay Wilder. After a year off from the ring, he is back at it tonight in Wichita with his career record of 42 KOs, a record of 43-4-1, the Bronze Bomber. in a 10-round fight tonight. So we'll be looking forward to the former heavyweight champ, Deontay Wilder, fighting tonight here in Wichita. And like we said, that main event fight, maybe sometime around 10 o'clock tonight. There are, I think, 10 fights on the undercard. The main card boxing starts at 7 o'clock tonight at Coke Arena. And the featured bout is a hometown hero fight featuring Olympic medalist Wichitan Nico Hernandez. He's undefeated in his professional career, 11-0. He'll be fighting a 6-round bout tonight in the super flyweight division. So we got a lot of big-time boxing tonight here in Wichita, including Nico Hernandez and the former heavyweight champ Deontay Wilder. Not fighting each other, but in different fights. Should be entertaining tonight. That'll
yes,
be boxing at Coke Arena on the campus of Wichita State University. We do have a minor league baseball tonight downtown at Equity Bank Park, where the Surge is on a surge right now. Wichita has won 7 straight home games. 3,000 were at the game last night to see another win. First place Wichita shutting out Springfield 5-0. Wichita is off to a 3-0 start in the second half of the season, atop the standings in the division. As the cleanup hitter, center fielder Kyler Fedko hit another home run last night. He leads the Texas League in home runs with 14. The Surge gets its 7th shutout of the season. Pitching staff doing a great job. Hosting Springfield for the rest of the weekend. Tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday afternoon, downtown at Equity Bank Park. Tonight is no place like home plate night. Encouraging fans to dress up like their favorite characters from The Wizard of Oz or Wicked.
Should I wear my ruby slippers?
Sure. Head out to the game tonight. You'll be perfect for the post-game fireworks, too.
Yeah,
so a big
go.
Night tonight for baseball, big weekend downtown at Equity Bank Park for that. Not so good news for the Kansas City Royals yesterday afternoon as they continue to struggle on offense.
The Royals' offensive struggles and home struggles continued yesterday as they were shut out for a second straight day. Tampa Bay completed a 3-game sweep with a 4-0 win. Rays starter Shane Boz pitched 8 scoreless frames, striking out 9 and earning the win. Royals starter Michael Lorenzen worked 5 2/3 innings, allowing 4 runs, including back-to-back 6th-inning homers by Brandon Lau and Junior Caminero. The Royals were 0-5 with runners in scoring position.
And another loss, 10 straight losses at home. They haven't won a home game in June. As the Royals continue to struggle scoring runs. And now it doesn't get easier. They have to host one of the elite teams in baseball, the Los Angeles Dodgers, in interleague play up at Kauffman Stadium this weekend with games tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. You can hear all those Royals-Dodgers games live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And we take a look at a little history for you here. It was 60 years ago on this day, another one of those historic races for Wichita's Jim Ryan. He was 18 years old, high school senior at East High School, and he got another very significant victory. 60 years ago on this day, he ran the mile in 3 minutes, 55.3 seconds. That set a new American record. No American had ever run the mile faster than Jim Ryan did that day. That was at the National AAU Track and Field Championships in San Diego, and he beat the Olympic champion Peter Snell from New Zealand in that race.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool deal for Jim Ryan. And by the way, that high school record that he set that day, that stood for 36 years. In fact, it's only been broken once.
Really?
So Jim was at another level. Of course, that was a big... Of course, Peter Snell was a guy that was an Olympic champion, former world record holder, and Jim Ryan beats him as a high school kid at the age of 18. That was, was at the time, considered a very major upset.
Of course.
Jim Ryan was just coming onto the scene, and as an 18-year-old high school kid, he was beating the best runners in the world. That huge race for Jim Ryan, setting the American record in the mile, a record that stood for high school kids for 36 years. That was at the National AAU Track and Field Championships in San Diego 60 years ago on this day.